You know, the other day we were found out about health wildcatters. This is this Dallas accelerator that has healthcare startups, and they come up with some really neat ideas, and some of them are out there and have been bought out, and evidently a lot more that are just about ready to move along that path. So consequently, to find out some specificity, I've asked the CEO and co-founder of Health Wildcatters, Dr. Hubert Zajcik, to come back and join us. Thanks a lot. Good to have you back.
Great to be here.
So one of the most intriguing graduates of your course, if you will, is Nike was looking for, as I understand it, Nike was looking for some way to like map the feet of potential buyers so that you could see exactly the kind of shoe you want. And you had the company.
We did, and it actually, when we invested in them, the focus of that company was to make custom orthotics for diabetic patients that have foot ulcers. And so if you can image the foot specifically, you can make a much better orthotic for them. And specifically, their technology had an ability or also to look at areas that might be under-perfused, which may be an area where there might be a foot ulcer developing, because that it starts when there isn't enough blood getting there. So this is how we got started.
And this is an Israeli company, right?
It's an Israeli founder. It's actually a U.S. Company. But yes, it's correct. He lives in Israel. And he
came to you to help Wildcatters
downtown. Yes, he moved to Dallas 3 years ago to join our accelerator program and spend some time with us, picked up some investors and some advisors. He ended up moving back, which is, but you know, every one of our startups gets to do this the way they want. We can't force them.
Right.
We do believe there's a great point to be made to be in Dallas. We think it's a great area to do healthcare startups. But he ended up moving back and kept at it.
And Nike usually pays a pretty penny for the things they buy. So what else have you got down there? What are you working on? What are the next? The next great success story.
Yeah, so we've got 51 startups that we've made investments in, and we're currently looking at the next batch for this year, which will be announced in August. And they fall into all sorts of different buckets. So think of medical technology as in digital health. So think of apps. So think of something simple as an app that can help you discern how much an MRI might cost, so a price transparency tool. Most of us have been in this situation, but we're just now learning.
So you can shop like you do on eBay or something like that?
Does that make any sense that you're just going in there and then later you get a bill and you didn't even know what it was and what hit you? So simple things like that. And actually, by the way, it is not that simple.
Right.
That is quite complicated. Or apps that work in the physical therapy space. Most people go to the physical therapist, they walk out, and that's the last time they did that exercise the right way, let's
right.
put it that, if at all. And so this tool keeps you honest, keeps it simple, and keeps the instructions in front of you. And then there are medical devices. We have a lot of medical devices that went through our accelerator. So as exciting as a non-invasive glucometer, if you've ever met a person that had to stick themselves, a diabetic, many times a day, there are a lot of technologies in development, but of course all of us would love to see something you can just clip on your finger or your wrist or your ear, and you get blood glucose readings continuously. So this is one. There are others that are like smart devices that can tell you hydration levels. Think of athletes, think of people who are sensitive to dehydration,
right.
or military application. There's one that's we call it a smart Band-Aid, but there are, again, people who have trouble with wound healing. And so if you can accelerate the process and make it a little bit more, make it user-friendly, but also make it faster, then you can avoid some of the problems that some people have with wound healing.
So these people already have the working product or the formula, whatever. So what you provide is the funding to do it and scale and expertise of the business world? Is that right?
Yeah. So it's really helpful to just think in the terms of the descriptor accelerator. So we come along somewhere along that pathway. Sometimes it's really early, but in many cases they're quite advanced already on the development of what they do. If it's a medical device, chances are the entrepreneur that makes it into our program, it's a you know, it's a very competitive process. Maybe I guess 5% or so make it into the program that apply. But those companies will have a working prototype, so they can demonstrate what they do in most cases. And if it's a medical technology like a digital health startup, then there's a good chance that they're already selling in the marketplace. They just haven't figured out how to accelerate that. Sometimes you can sell, you know, a couple of accounts. Well, how do you do this another 100 times?
Right.
So it's all about that acceleration phase. Yes, we make a modest investment in them, and in many cases, just by sheer exposure to so many investors in the program, they end up getting to know some of the right investors. And ours have raised over $50 million.
So what's the best gee whiz one you've got that would set us on our heels if it takes off?
Well, I mean, we have some really cool ones that are in the pipeline for this year that I can't really talk about yet. We'll make that public in August. I think, you know, impact-wise, especially for a general audience, a glucometer is a very simple but understandable problem.
This is the taking your blood sugar without pricking your finger.
Yeah, it's one of those things you just hardly, you know, it's a huge need. It's a huge amount of optimization that is missing out
and
there.
And a massive market.
It's a massive market, and it's a lot of suffering. And those type of things often take very long, and this one's been around for a little while. But they have big aims. We also have some in the therapeutics market, and we're looking at some diagnostic ones. We have one that is a prostate cancer diagnostic, and again, it's a small piece. But when you think about it, the actual current tests aren't the greatest, and before you know it, you're in for an invasive procedure.
Yeah.
And so this technology company out of Wisconsin has developed or isn't developing a prostate cancer screening.
So in August, you've got a new class that you'll be announcing?
We do, yeah.
Well, that'll be a fun time to check back with you.
Absolutely.
Well, keep doing the good work. These can cure a lot of ills. Dr. Hubert Zajcek is the CEO and co-founder of downtown Dallas-based Health Wildcatters. Good to have you back.
Great to be here.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.